A Cup of Cha by Pooja Vijay and read by Sagar Arya for Saga Egmont. Meera runs up the hill, past the river and the trees, all the way to the top, chasing the clouds. She climbs up, 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 without a stop. Ma, Baba, hurry please, before the sun goes to sleep, Meera says. Ma says, I love the smell of fresh air. Meera says, I love the smell of flowers and the crunching sound of fallen leaves under my feet. Baba says, I can also smell something I love, a cup of milky cha. Baba sets off to chase the aroma of tea. Can we have 2 cups of tea, please? Asks Baba. And a small cup for Meera, please, says Ma. Right away, says the cha-wala dada. Sk! He lights the stove with a match and places a pan of water on the fire. The water gets hotter and hotter. The tiny bubbles get bigger and bigger. The water starts boiling. Dada pours some milk into the pan with the boiling water. Ma, see how the milk shares its color with the water, says Meera. Now, see what happens when the tea leaves are added, says Ma. Meera patiently waits for 2 minutes and then says in surprise, Ooh, it is changing color again. Is the tea ready now, Dada? Meera asks. Almost ready, he says. Swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. He pours 3 cups of tea through a strainer, leaving behind little piles of sticky leaves. Finally, he adds sugar. At home, this is Meera's job when Ma and Baba make tea. She loves the sound of the spoon tinkling against the cups. Meera stares into the cups as the sugar disappears. Now